Jo. First of all, before I start, I want to say this. I'm very self-conscious about this shirt. So y'all on titty duty. If you see my nipple close, be like, bitch, no, no, don't grab it, bitch. Tell me when. So I can close. The titty didn't cost enough for this, okay? The titties. But I felt like this is my last show in April, and April is my birthday month, so. Let me tell y'all something. Oh, my son is here, and y'all tripping this motherfucker out in the corner. He in the corner like, she ain't even all that. I don't even know why. Her pancakes be burnt on one side. I don't know why y'all tripping like that. But I'm so excited to be here. What's up, Ontario and surrounding areas? Little Cali in the building. I always love a good Cali. First of all, I want to say thank y'all. We sold this motherfucker out on a win. So first and foremost, let's be excited about that. But I really, let me tell you what. I like, what is this considered? The Inland Improv? I mean, Inland Empire. I like it out here. The IE, yeah. I was looking at property out here, girl. Let me tell you why, because I'm single, right? And I live near Hollywood. And I be trying to date, you know, and in Hollywood, I'm a fat bitch. But out here, bitch! Get out here! Y'all trying to marry me in a Popeyes. I like it out here. Oh, I get so much attention. Oh, I don't know what to do with myself out here. I like it out here. These where the gangsters that try to change their life be at. I like it out here. They work corporate jobs now, but when they see a good looking woman, they turn into a gay. They're like, hey, damn, damn, damn. What's up? Me and Mika got here early. We decided, I was like, girl, I'm hungry. So what you want to get? So let's run into Popeyes real quick, because I love Popeyes red beans and rice. And we get to the goddamn Popeyes, and they have on like leggings and a little crop top. And I get to the Popeyes, and this dude, he mid-order his food. Mid. Yeah, let me get a, oh, shit. Let me get a three-piece dark. And the goddamn cashier with an attitude. And what kind of size would you like? Like, there's other people behind you. Like, can you hear me? And I walk in, and the little thing go ding. And he in mid-order, he shit was you my side shit. Let me get a, damn. Let me get a, And the crazy thing is, women, we always try to act like we don't see the man. We see you. We be standing on the sideline. He start ordering shit that wasn't on the menu. Let me get a Whopper with cheese. And my fat ass, oh my God, I love they got that here. I love Ontario. When did they merge? That's crazy. Single, it's a lot of couples in here. Look at this love, love, all this love, all these couples and shit. Look at y'all. Grow up. Looking all happy and shit. You know a couple happy when they out on a Wednesday, nigga. That's some happy ass couple shit. Don't come out here, ain't nothing out here, I promise you. If you in a relationship, stay where your ass is at. Unless you being abused. If you being abused, get out. But if you just want to leave, I have somebody tell me, I'm tired of my relationship, I want to leave because I'm bored. Bitch, you better go take a knitting class. Don't come out here. It's not fun out here, I promise you. I've been dating for 2.5 years. Ain't nothing out here but niggas designer clothes and they homeless, bitch. Say that right now. Don't come out here. Stay where you at. I cry every other day in the car. Don't come out here. Stay. I'm never going to be the type of woman that say I don't need a man for nothing. I need one. I prove to myself all the time that I need a man. Did you know that when you pump gas, you're supposed to cut the car off? I didn't know that. Almost killed me and 8 people at the goddamn gas. And I'm on the phone. Because I never pump gas. When I'm in a relationship, I don't touch that shit. Some older gentleman came up to me, he said, hey, sweetie, you got to cut the car off. I said, cut your own fucking car off. Then he explained to me why. I was like, oh, shit, you almost died. My bad, fam, I'm sorry. I need a man in my life. Y'all out here in relationships, decent relationships, you don't even appreciate the person that you're with. Let me tell you something, when you're on social media, you have to have a very strong mental to be on social media and not let it personalize your life. A lot of y'all in here are in good relationships, but you don't think your relationship is good anymore because you start comparing it to people's relationship on social media. Everybody got a podcast. Every podcast and a mic. Everybody giving advice on shit they ain't even never lived. Let me tell you what to do to be a good husband. In order to be a good husband, this is what you got to do. You have 5 baby mamas and you ain't married none of them. Get your ass the fuck out of here. If you was following me for a long time, and you've been following me for a long time, you know I used to give the greatest advice on social media. I used to tell you how to get a man. I've been married twice. 2 niggas wanted to marry me. And then I got divorced the second time. I was like, you know what? Let me shut the fuck up and go mind my goddamn business. Because I got some shit I got to work on clearly. I am in no position to be helping you, bitch. Help me. Send help now. And some of y'all ain't good relationship. You're not appreciating the stuff that you got at home. Some of y'all got a good man. He don't be out on the weekends. He don't be in the streets. He come home and hang out with your ass. It's Friday night. He in the house with you and you got a bonnet on. He just living his life, chilling with you. You don't need no makeup. You don't even need no real clothes. You got a bonnet on, his t-shirt and some panties, and you the most beautiful mother he ever seen in his life. But you mad today. Why? Because your ass been on social media today. He come in the house leaning to get his regular, because, hey, boo, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Baby, just talk to me. I'm good. I'm good. Babe, can you talk to me, please? I mean, it's just funny how I was on social media today and I saw that Moneybagg boy, Aria Lambo. And I feel like I've been with you for 10 years and I had your little boarded ass kids. And how come I don't have no Lambo? It's like, bitch, I'm the security guard at the elementary school up the street. How the f am I supposed to buy you a Lambo, you funky bitch? Get your ass in this Toyota Highlander. Get the f on. You got a hybrid, you know how many miles you get to the gallon, and you complaining? I'm gonna tell y'all a story, but y'all gotta let me get to the end. Every time I tell this story, somebody start yelling out, and I feel the energy over here, wait. Let me get to the goddamn end. Oh, yes? Yes, okay. Where? Oh, that's all right. That's okay. I'm glad you noticed the two strands over here. Smoke over there. I just gotta tell her she's missing the strand. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh man. Now that we know each other, I'm a mom. Y'all love y'all little internet niece. Shout out to Casey. She just turned 20. Y'all helped me foster a better relationship with her because now, you know, now she sees that I'm not the only mom that feels this way. And y'all helped me realize that this, I ain't the only one raising this type of daughter. And I love her. She's just extra with everything that she do, just everything. She called me today. She like, let me put this down so I can do the whole thing. I called her. Ring, ring, ring. Hello. Girl. I'm like, what's up? Nothing. What you doing? I said nothing, I'm just in the house. Ew. So like, what you doing tonight? I said, I got a show tonight. Ew, not your little show. I said, stop saying I got little shows. Stop doing that to me. I feel like, you want to see your show, whatever, what you wearing? I was like, just the jeans, just the top. Let me see what you wearing. I was like, I don't even, put it on, let me see. Do a little runway, do it. So I put it on, this is what I put on. Okay, not the ripped jeans, yeah, period. That little string right there about to bust, though. But listen, listen. Now turn around, let me see your back. Ooh, your back is out. Okay, okay, 41, yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, 41, who does it? You do, okay. I'll be like, mommy, let me see your shoes, not the hombres. I wouldn't wear that, but it's cute for you if you like it. Yeah. For y'all age, like 41, that's what y'all give. The titties is titty and you. Yeah, who had kids?